Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Empowered Midlife. I'm your host, Dr. T, and in today's episode, well, it's all about giving yourself permission to live softer, sis. We can do it. Come on. Especially in a world that told you you had to be strong. In this world that has conditioned you to put everybody else first. But today, we're going to talk about the soft life. Listen, can I be honest with you? I too had to learn how to be soft. I did. I was so great and so busy and so proud to be able to carry the world on my shoulder, on my hips, in my hands, on my arms, on my head. Listen, I was doing it all. I was doing the most. But just like I had been conditioned to carry the world, I had to teach myself that it was not my responsibility to carry everybody on my shoulders. Can we just talk to ourselves this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you are watching? Here's what I want you to keep in mind. The scripture says it this way: come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Think about that for a second. We take rest for granted. So much so that God had to remind us in Matthew 11:28 that, listen, I know you're going to be weary. I know you're going to be burdened, but here's what I want you to do with that weariness and burdens. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to rest. So say it with me. Here's our affirmation. I deserve peace. Rest is my birthright and not a reward. Can we say that one more time? I felt that. I don't know about y'all, but I felt that. I deserve peace. Rest is my birthright and not my reward. See, Black women, we like to reward ourselves with rest. After a whole week of giving yourself to everybody else, you reward yourself on Saturday and Sunday with some rest. But see, here's the thing. Did you know that resting actually challenges us as Black women? Because it totally goes against the very thing that we were taught to do, we were conditioned to do, we believe we're supposed to do as Black women. See, we learned early on that we're supposed to take care of everybody else. We learned early on that we're supposed to show up for everybody else. But resting goes against everything we have learned about being strong and just sucking it up and keeping it moving. That's how we do as Black women. Am I not? Y'all acting like I'm the only one. No. As Black women, we have learned to be strong, and our strength means that you're just supposed to be able to take whatever comes your way and just keep it moving. But that's not taking care of you. That's not putting yourself first. That's not self-care or self-love. That's really killing yourself. Let's just be honest. Can we be honest today? That really is killing yourself. So the question today is, what is the soft life? So let me define it for you. The soft life is simply this: a life of ease, grace, emotional peace, and intentional joy. Can I say that one more time? Did y'all hear my voice just kind of soften when I said that? The soft life is a life of ease, grace, emotional peace, and intentional joy. Listen, the soft life does not emphasize laziness or privilege. No. The soft life is really about being rooted in your healing and your worthiness. See, we equate laziness to rest. No. Sis, rest is your birthright. Let me say that again. Rest is not a reward. So laziness or privilege, listen, you can't even equate rest to laziness or privilege. It's what you are supposed to do, sis. The soft life is really about you returning to peace, rest, and self-honoring. Because for so long, we have been told you rest when you die. Oh, good God Almighty. Y'all, if I could run around this room, I would. We have been told and we believe that the only time you're supposed to rest is when you die. But no, sis. The soft life is about peace, rest, and self-honoring now, not when you die. So can I give you 5 ways to embrace the soft life in midlife? Let's talk about it. The first is redefine strength. First of all, we got to talk about what real strength really is. True sense of what the word strength is really about. Strength is the ability to rest, receive, and yes, sis, I know, take a breath. Here we go. Let go. So many of us want to be in control of everything and every outcome. We want to know step one, step two, step three, and we want to know the outcome. As a matter of fact, we want to know the day, the time, and the hour of the outcome. But here's the thing. If you knew all of that, that would make you God. And so we have to redefine what strength really is for us. Strength, again, is the ability to rest, receive help from others, and the ability to let go. Sometimes you just got to let go and people do what they're going to do without you trying to manipulate the outcome. Good God Almighty. Y'all, let me go on to point number 2 here, because I'm about to shout myself crazy in here. Number 2, listen, you've got to learn how to rest without guilt. Stop feeling guilty about resting. Let go of the idea that rest must be earned. You can't earn rest. It's your birthright. It's already given to you. Remember, Matthew says, come with your burdens and your weariness, and I will give you rest. So sis, you got to make rest part of your routine, your daily routine, not just weekly, not just once a week on Saturday or Sunday when you can kick your feet up. No, ma'am. Rest should be part of your daily routine. Here's the third one. You've got to set your boundaries. And not only do you set your boundaries, you've got to set boundaries with confidence. That's it. Confidence. That's a big word. And sometimes in midlife, we lose our confidence because we're so busy making other people happy that we forget the confidence that we have in ourselves to do that very thing for ourselves. One of the questions I always ask women when they come into coaching or counseling with me is, what do you want? And here's the thing, women struggle to tell me what they want. Women struggle to put themselves first enough to be able to answer that question. And you know what the response is that I usually get from women when I ask them that question? I don't know. I don't know what I want. I've gone so long without knowing what I wanted that it's not even relevant to me anymore what I want. And you've lost your confidence to be able to go out and get the very thing that you're wanting. Why? Because you can't pinpoint what you want anymore. And so when you can't pinpoint what you want anymore, you lose your confidence in the ability to even obtain it. So you've got to be able to set boundaries with confidence. And that means saying no without guilt or apology. You say yes to everything, and you say yes to everything with bitterness. And sometimes you say yes to everything. And listen, y'all having a whole conversation in your head about why you should not have said yes. You know what? I really didn't want to go to this program, but I said yes. Now I'm here and I wish I was at home. Well, guess what? Who's in charge of making that decision, sis? you. So setting boundaries with confidence and being able to say no without guilt or apology, sis, that's the soft life. Here's number four. You've got to invite joy in on purpose. Invite joy into your life. Joy is not going to show up just because you say you want it. Listen, you've got to be intentional about inviting joy into your life. You've got to celebrate the small pleasures and be grateful for the moments that make you feel alive. Gratitude is what attracts. Joy is what attracts. So you've got to invite those two emotions into your life right now, sis. And as you invite them, you celebrate them when they show up. Stop allowing the thief who comes in the night to steal, kill, and destroy take away your joy and your purpose. Learn how to celebrate the small things in your life. If nobody else celebrates your accomplishments, you need to celebrate them, sis. And here's number five. How do we live the soft life? We create a soft life ritual. You've got to learn to build a daily practice of rest, reflection, and calm. That's it. I know those sound like foreign words, don't they? Rest, reflection, and calm. I often explain to women that even if you're working and you get up in the morning and you have a morning routine to get ready for the day, you wake up, you go stretch, you do your prayer and meditation, you take your shower, you put your, that's a routine. The body and the mind are used to that. But what does rest, reflection, and calm look like the night before? See, a good day is not built in the morning. A good day is built the night before. It's about finding that balance in your rest, reflection, and calm the night before. For me, because I know I get up and work out in the morning before I go to work, my nighttime routine has me in the bed no later than 10:30 at night. And when I mean nighttime routine, there is no phone in my hand, and I'm not talking to anybody about anything deep that would have my mind running and racing. Listen, I'm either watching the Flintstones, the Jetsons, or Big Bang Theory, because that's part of my rest. My rest includes me watching something that I don't have to think about, but it also includes me watching something that makes me laugh. Very rarely will you find me watching the news before I go to bed. Why? Because the news is created to keep you engaged and in fear, fight, flight, or freeze. The news is designed to do that. So the very last thing I'm going to watch before I go to bed is something that's designed to increase my cortisol level so I don't have a good night's rest. So I'm going to watch something that's calming, something that's funny, something that doesn't require me to think about it. That's part of my nighttime routine. Taking a long hot shower is part of my nighttime routine. Not having my cell phone in my hand while I'm in my bed is part of my nighttime routine. So what's part of your soft life ritual? What do you do the night before that gets you ready for the day ahead? Here's what I want you to think about. What would life feel like if you were allowed to be soft, slow, and sacred and true to yourself? Think about that for a second. What would your life look like if you were allowed to be soft, slow, and sacred to yourself? So here's my challenge to you this week, sis. I want you to choose one way this week, not next month, not when you get it together, but I want you to choose one way this week to embrace your soft side. Embrace the softness. And I want you to cancel something. Delegate it. Let it go. Say no, and I want you to find some rest. Here's what you got to remember. You've earned your peace. You don't have to prove anything to anyone else. Remember, rest is not a reward. It's your birthright. You've earned this time in your midlife to say no to the things you want to say no to and yes to yourself. Yeah, you've earned that, sis. So embrace the soft life. Show up for you and learn how to rest intentionally. learn how to embrace the soft life, and learn how to embrace the softer side of you. You were not born to grind yourself into the ground. You were born to rest, live, and rise with grace. So, this week, do it for you because you matter. My t-shirt says, protecting my energy. That's right. I'm going slow so I can protect my energy. Y'all know how we do. Let's do it this week. Let's embrace the softer side. So thank you for tuning in to the Empowered Midlife this week. Keep choosing yourself first. And until next time, stay empowered.